bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
And another element of an escalator is when they're not working, and you step aboard, I guess is the term. Board the escalator, and it's not working, and you keep walking down like normal stairs.
Yep, or up.
Or up, very true, or up. But you don't feel complete stepping off onto the escalator.
No, a part
of you is missing.
Right. You step off the non-working escalator, and it's almost as if your body has left your body.
Right, like an out-of-body experience.
Really?
It's true. It's happened to me. You know?
It takes a second for you to reintegrate back into yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a snap back in. No.
Kevin, have you had this out-of-body experience on a...
I've had many out-of-body experiences.
On an escalator?
On an escalator.
Was it on an escalator?
No, not on an escalator.
No, not on an escalator.
I've had in a taxi cab, in a fucking train, on a skate park, in my bedroom, in other people's houses, in the middle of nowhere, and on a plane.
I
like taking drugs.
Sounds like it's missing an escalator, those stories.
Well, this is the thing, but I wouldn't be caught dead in an escalator on drugs. That's like too much of a double.
Well,
dangerous, really.
If Southern Cross, I think they just...
Like heavy machinery in a nutshell.
They tell you not to operate it.
It's true.
It says it on the box, doesn't it?
And you always follow the directions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially Google Map directions. That's, interesting. You really want to follow those.
It's very true. It's very true.
But I mean, who's trusting the GPS now? Really?
I don't trust it.
No.
I don't trust it. I only use Melways.
Yeah, of course. And then you got to look up, B6.
Mm-hmm. It gets you to where you need to go.
Right? Mm-hmm. You got to pull over every 10, 15 minutes to work out where you've gone and where you've been.
Yeah, look, and there's no compass.
And you have to keep looking over to the Melways or Brisways, if you're in Brisbane.
No. I'm not in Brisbane.
No, you're not in Brisbane? Okay, all right.
Confirmed.
We're not in Brisbane. No, okay.
Yeah. All right. The Google Maps for public transport, I have to say, it's just amazing.
Like, you think so?
Yeah, because I had a gig at the Tickle Pick.
Mm-hmm.
Getting here from Footscray, I would normally go to the city and then catch a tram from Flinders or Southern Cross or something to get to Queen... the Victoria Market, but instead I just caught a bus from my fucking house. Like, it was really, really easy.
Yeah,
nice.
I have no idea how that worked out, but
through Google Maps, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, because they just got that thing not that long ago where they got all the tram and bus lines,
right?
And stuff.
Wow.
And
connects
all the,
up. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So that, you just say wherever you are, wherever you want to go. I see it as convenient as Uber. Like, seriously, I love it.
Does anyone else get concerned that Google's starting to know too much information?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I don't like that at all.
That's why you turn location services off.
That's where Pokemon Go's got me.
Exactly.
They can track me at every step.
That's right.
Every step.
And they know where you are.
It's not just Pokemon Go. The census is online now. I don't trust the census. I don't trust the Australian government with my information. I mean, they've given it to... I don't want to be all, like, conspiracy theory and shit, but the Australian government does give its information to other governments, like the American government and stuff, and the American government is a great example of a government that freely gives its information to other big corporations, like Apple and Google and stuff. But this is the thing, though. A lot of people are like, oh, is this the... Like, I don't want to give my information to these big corporations and all that kind of stuff. But why? Like, how valuable is your information, really? Like, at the end of the day...
Well, knowledge is power, right?
Mm.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, how valuable... Like,
it depends whose hands it's in. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, there's a certain degree of it where you could skew statistics to argue what you want, but you could do that without the information, too. Like, fucking... I don't know. Like, the only... It's... I hate that argument where people are saying stuff like... where they're like, oh, if you have nothing to hide, then you shouldn't care if the government knows this and this and this. I think that's kind of a silly way to look at it. But at the same time, I don't know. It's just,
You have a right to privacy.
But like, I understand the right to privacy and stuff, but like, I kind of don't understand. When you're talking about like these huge corporations with no brain attached to it anymore, okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, who cares if the fucking weird internet Borg knows a little bit about you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's still a non-conscious being that just fucking floats over and observes all humanity.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. So wait. I think.
Yeah. Woo.
The audience enjoyed the government talk, and I'm not sure, but I think the FBI could be knocking.
Yeah, no.
So we're not sure.
Getting it straight into the Alex Jones, break the conditioning, just, I don't know.
And I think that was the FBI right then cracking the whip and making the come here gesture right outside the studio now. That's what the FBI
It's crazy that they're able to do it on the ninth level window.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, they have planes. They have helicopters.
That's true. They
can cherry pickers. Yeah. They can hire out whenever they want.
Exactly.
Because they know that the owner of the cherry picker rental company, he's got some dark web history. So
that's right. And they just use that as leverage.
Exactly.
And there he is right there outside the back window. There he is again. There he is again. So you wanna? I mean, we could throw to another song. I think we're well deserved.
Yeah, really. I'm happy to throw to another song.
It's
what does the intern Duncan think this week?
Well, I mean, I don't wanna get on it, but it's one crack of a show, really.
Thank you, Duncan.
Thank you, actually, Duncan. I appreciate your input.
Yeah. All right. Now back in.
All right. Yep. Just please, Duncan, get back in the corner.
Don't make
us
whip you. Do not make us whip you, Duncan. Too late. He's done it.
We did it. I think that was the FBI guy whipping him. But...
Interesting.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.